Good evening. You're tuned to 88.9 FM or WQCS HD1. I'm Janie Gould. Hurricane Andrew struck South Florida nearly 20 years ago on August 24, 1992. Tanya Sokol, now a St. Lucie County firefighter, was serving in the Navy at Homestead Air Force Base at that time.
On the day before the hurricane, we were working. There was sort of a big screen TV off to the side. We had been under the impression that it was going to be hitting Fort Pierce, but as news is slowly coming in, you can see everyone slowly put your work down and stop what we're doing and look over and see.
Where was it at that time? Where was the big mass?
It was just off the coast of Florida.
So nobody was really in panic mode yet?
No, but it was definitely starting to get that way. And our command staff made the decision that it was too late to get us all out.
About how many of you?
Our entire command was only 50 people from the top down. But by the time the decision was made to go ahead and let some of us leave, it was too late for a lot of people to go back. You couldn't get back onto the base if you lived on base. I did not. I lived off base.
Sokol lives south of Homestead in Florida City. Her grandmother drove down from Kendall to pick her up.
She came and grabbed me and, you know, threw a toothbrush and some clothes in a bag. And
that was about it?
That was about it, yes. Unfortunately, it was so late in the game. And even then, there was still that sort of, you know, you've lived in Florida your whole life. I, unlike a lot of the people that I was stationed with, had been in Florida and been through sort of the hurricane scares. And I guess in my mind, I still wasn't really thinking it was going to be that big of a deal.
Because you had lived in Fort Pierce most of the time, which really had not experienced anything like Andrew.
No, absolutely not. We had the scares and maybe we had a little tropical storm. And while I realized that this could be bad, I don't think I really understood the enormity.
She's never forgotten the noise Andrew made when it blew through her grandmother's South Dade neighborhood.
You do hear things ripping. You hear things being pushed. I really was somewhat nervous. I was also pregnant at the time, so that made it even more interesting because I had more concern, I think, than just the regular average person as far as what could possibly happen, just because it was so incredibly loud.
Well, sometimes the change in pressure causes women to give birth prematurely. That didn't happen in your case.
No, but definitely the sounds were incredible. The old freight train that people say was very much so true.
But your grandmother's condo was not damaged?
Believe it or not, it was not. Other families around us weren't quite so lucky.
A few days later, when Tanya Sokol went back to Florida City, she could hardly believe what the landscape looked like.
It looked like a giant had just come and stomped all over everything.
When you finally saw your apartment, what did it look like?
The walls were fallen down. The ceiling had caved in. Every single piece of glass was completely shattered and destroyed. Everything that I owned was gone.
You were in the military, so you moved around some, but was all your stuff, as they say, was that all there? Like your, I don't know, scrapbooks, photo albums?
Yes, absolutely. Everything was there, and it was all gone. Just prior to the hurricane hitting, I had finished the nursery. Little rocking horses, the devastation of that nursery, I think, really hit me the hardest. A power pole had fallen through the wall and into the crib that we had set up.
The Navy sent her and others displaced from Homestead to Orlando.
We basically were housed in a big giant open bay barracks, you know, and it was the whole families and what they had left, which most people didn't really have anything left.
So really all you had were the clothes that you left with and a toothbrush.
That was about it. It's just like the devastation of a fire. There's literally nothing that you can salvage.
How did the whole experience change you?
It puts things into perspective, what's important in life. And what's important in life is we made it through the storm.
Tanya Sokol and her husband have four children. The oldest was born a few weeks after Andrew.
My daughter is actually now the same age I was when the hurricane hit. Because she is quite a force to be reckoned with herself, we often tease her about, you know, Hurricane Andrew.
For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.